Our community connection brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church. An opportunity for me to welcome in members of Theater Bartlesville. It is a membership-driven organization. And to kind of help me remind you of that, Joni Elmore. Joni, I don't know your title. Executive Director, is that still appropriate?
Managing Director.
Managing Director, excuse me.
Yes, I'm the manager. Don't forget it.
I will try to manage not to do that. Joni, Theater Bartlesville, yes, tickets are available individually for every production, but it is those memberships that really sustain the day-to-day operation of what you do.
Absolutely. We are a membership-driven organization, and our membership is very inexpensive, actually. And what we do mostly with our membership is give people an opportunity to have some perks. Mm-hmm. This year, we have three preview premiere parties before each show.
Okay.
That give us a wine and hors d'oeuvre evening with a preview of the show, and we do some fun things at that evening. It's always the Saturday before the opening night of the show, and we play some games, do some door prizes, act out together in good fun, and possibly use the theme of the show as a theme for the party, and just enjoy ourselves as a group of members.
And yet there are members who have come together for maybe several purposes, but chief among them, having good fun with some good theater.
Absolutely. The three parties that you have free entrance to include wine and hors d'oeuvres, which are wonderful. They are either completely done by a catering establishment or a restaurant, or we even sometimes have some in-house opportunities to provide for our memberships. But the membership itself is $35 for the year. Mm-hmm. That also gets you this year a one free voucher per person, because our memberships are on a per person basis, not a couple basis.
Right.
And so we feel like we're offering an opportunity to be involved in something fun, get something for your dollar, get one free voucher for a show ticket for the year, mm-hmm. and be involved in what's going on in Theater Bartlesville.
And you can use that voucher, or if your schedule does not permit, you can gift it to a friend?
Yeah, you really can. And so it is part of what you paid for, so it is yours to do with as you will. So if you want to give it to someone else, you may. And that may get somebody in our door that never comes, and we would love to have them there.
Well, if they never come, they're missing out on some good fun. And okay, you have done dramas. You have done a lot of things as far as genres. But I think you're best known for your comedies and or farces.
Well, it seems to be that the audience wants to laugh when they come to the theater. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. I mean, I'd much rather walk out sad because the lead kid... No, it sounds like fun. Let's go. Let's have fun.
Right. So we have capitalized mostly on comedies in the past. However, our artistic director, Shelby Bramer, is an educator. Mm-hmm. And we do have a mission at Theater Bartlesville, which is about educating and entertaining. So we have branched out a little bit over the last 2 years. And we're doing The Grapes of Wrath this year, which is in the middle of our season.
A classic.
An absolute classic. And then we're doing another... comedy drama in the spring called Enchanted April, about women who take a holiday to Italy. So anyway, we're doing some interesting things that have comedic undertones, but not totally farcical.
Well, and I mean, just because my tendencies to often will go towards cinema, but a lot of the great films are based on stage plays.
Absolutely.
And so you have just all kinds of choices that you could make and bring back all kinds of classics for us.
Absolutely. We are trying to, entreat our constituents to be open to other forms of drama. But, of course, comedy is always that bottom line that keeps us going.
Well, I think if you were to be an organization that survived on season ticket sales, which you're not, but if you were, it's that comedy that helps sell the season.
Yes, and our tickets are very inexpensive in comparison to other places, and mm-hmm. we have a very intimate setting, so we hope people will try us out this year. But I must say that our first show is somewhat farcical.
Well, that's okay, because people enjoy laughing regardless of the situation, whether it's whether it's the laugh line per se, delivered, for instance, by Felix Unger in The Odd Couple, or by the farcical situation that maybe you will make the introduction of your playwright and what's coming up.
Well, this is Dan Gordon.
great to be here. But it's farcical, but it's stupid farcical.
Well, I don't care if it's slapstick. It's fun.
And the show is The Kingdoms of Democracy, which Dan premiered about 2 years ago over at the Community Center. And he has graciously come to Theater Bartlesville, and he has done a lovely rewrite, and I'm going to let him tell you about it.
Okay. Well, Dan, before we do that, I need to conduct some business, so we'll take care of that. And we'll continue with Dan Gordon and invite you to see the latest production when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone & Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone & Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Continuing a community connection this morning and spending a little bit of time with playwright Dan Gordon. Dan, as I recall, Kingdoms of Democracy from a few years ago, it's an opportunity to poke a little fun at our electoral process, our political candidates, our political system. And you and I both commented before we started this interview, you can't imitate real life this time.
No, the show does not pick sides. I'll say that right up front because, in my opinion, the whole system's kind of screwed up, screwy. But, it does. It takes folks fun. But, you and I were talking earlier, goodness, I wrote this to be a crazy show, but I don't think I wrote it crazy enough.
I think you're right. And as I recall, the plot primarily is our two-party system, and this year, I don't know, we may have three or four voices before everything is done.
Oh, exactly. The kings that run the parties in the play are King Rube and King Dupe.
Yeah.
I think I need to go rethink that, maybe get a little nuts.
Well, it's entirely possible. I mean, at least one side this year, we started with 17 of them up on the stage. It's a process.
But, well, I think this year, truth is funnier than fiction, right?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
But that doesn't mean we can't have a good time with it anyway.
That's exactly right. That's what, when I came up with this idea, as all of us tend to get on occasion frustrated with the system, and I kept trying to come up with something to write about because I just got frustrated, and finally I decided, well, it needs to be a farce because that appears to be the way it's going. So I wrote a farce.
Now, you can borrow a plot device from Brewster's Millions and put a couple of signs, vote for none of the above. I don't know.
It's a good idea. They probably win.
Almost did in Brewster's Millions. This, for those that did not see the show originally, as I recall, it was your production to benefit the community center.
Yes, yes. And it went very well. But after watching it, I wanted a little more character development, a little more plot development. And so I went back in and have added a lot of that. So I've spent the last couple of years rewriting it.
Well, and you're certainly no stranger there. I think every successful production has undergone some evolution. I don't get the opportunity to talk with Neil Simon or any of those guys, but I do know that frequently Rodgers and Hammerstein added two songs to some of their shows after the initial production.
Exactly. It is a process, and I truly consider it a collaborative process. Joni's actually in the show also. And she can attest to the fact that we're making changes as we go. We've got great actors doing this, and it allows us to do some of those changes. Even though these people have jobs and everything else, they're going back and working on the new lines that we give them, and allowing me to do that and develop the play even farther through this process. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, it's nice that you have a core of people that have worked with you in the past and apparently think along the same lines you do.
Boy, if they're thinking along the same lines I am, they might be in trouble.
No, it is.
It's a great group. You know, it's some good standards. You know, folks in it that you've seen in lots of shows, and we've got some new ones too. So, and it's really great to bring in new actors to these things. And I think they're having a good time with the laughter we're getting at rehearsals, and sometimes we have to take a pause so that we can stop laughing. I'm hoping they'll be back then.
Well, and that's the nice thing about it, that the cast gets to get their laughs out of the way during the rehearsal process. In some cases, it's nice to see the actor break up because the audience has just overwhelmed them with laughter. On the other hand, I've had some very serious directors that have said, don't you dare let them laugh.
No. So, The way I look at it from this show standpoint, if I'm getting a laugh, then I've done what I wanted to do. So whether it's from an actor or from the audience, I'm getting what I ask for, which is for people to have a good time, enjoy themselves, and try not to take life too seriously.
What made you put the Kingdoms of Democracy together for the first time a few years ago?
Well, it was, again, I was watching it, and it was just so frustrating. And so I was trying to, I tried to write a serious play several times on the subject. And I was, I don't know if I was watching a news broadcast or something, and a politician said something, and I just went, this is absolutely silliness. You know, why can't we get together on this? And that's when it kind of came to me, if I want to get this out of my system and scream loudly about it, it has to be a comedy, because the way I see it, that's kind of what it's turned into.
Well, Shakespeare had a good time commenting on the political system with several of his comedies, so you're in good hands.
Well, you know, and stop and think about all the comedians out there today and in the past who make fun of politics. It's a great source for that, mm-hmm. for material. In fact, I'm watching things now and I go, oh my goodness, I could add this to the play. But you got to stop sometime.
I don't know. I've seen some things added during the performance opening night. You think of something. Anyway, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Have you tried to put some, I'll say, relatively current events into this one that will recognize this candidate or that phrase somewhere along the line?
You know, I've tried to keep it so we're not picking sides, because I don't see it that way, but you know, with Donald, he's bold and he's larger than life, and so we've tried to add some boldness to the kings and make them large and bigger than life is, and that does add some fun to it. So we've added a number of those things. You know, specifics, it would take me a while to come up with something off the top of my head, but I'm sure there is, because I've done quite a bit of that.
Well, and I'm sorry, cast members have to be affected by the things they see and hear on a daily basis. And Joni, I'm sure that somewhere along the line you could think of something that one of your cast members have added because they saw or heard something in the news somewhere along the line.
Well, what's amazing to me is that Dan really put this together a couple of years ago, and there are some very specific lines that if you are abreast of the news in today's political election, they're so pointed, you go, what he says, and he wrote it 2 years ago, and you're going, oh my gosh, Dan was really sharp 2 years ago, because he figured that out two years ago. And if people are really listening, they're going to hear things very specific to this election that he wrote some time back.
Okay. So.
Yeah, before the characters got involved.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Well, I'm sure the writing process had to be a lot of fun for you. Words may or may not always flow the way you want them to, but you had to have a good time.
I did. And you know what? I'm particularly proud of this. It's taken me years, but through the rewrites, there are a lot of jokes and comedy in here that people won't get until they're driving home. You know? They're going to go, oh, that I just realized that relates to this.
A really delayed laugh.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty proud of it. It's a tight play as far as, you know, keeping the lines moving and keeping that entertainment. At least I hope it is. I feel it is. We'll find out soon.
One of the things that Dan doesn't mention is that this is set in a medieval setting. So this is modern politics spoken from medieval characters. And it's very interesting. The look that we have going on stage is very medieval. We have a wonderful costume designer, and the costumes are going to be really fabulous. So if you love that medieval flair, sort of a Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
As you were. Look, that's what this will be like. So it'll be very interesting visually, as well as comedically.
Well, and we haven't talked about the cast other than Joni, but I have to believe this one you're going to have people with good comic timing.
Yeah, you do. And we do have that. Well, Jason, Joni's husband, is in it as well.
Oh,
help me with some names.
Oh, Bernie Meadows, and
Troy
Martin, and Jamie Shine.
Yeah, and Jamie Harris. Jamie Harris is a good friend of mine. And
still?
She still is. I'm surprised. But she's coming up from Tulsa to be in it. So we worked together on a few things before. But she's in TV commercials and stuff all over the place. So,
and of course, Carolyn Fry, who mm-hmm. is a fabulous actress.
Yes. We're going to leave someone out,
yeah,
and I'm going to feel terrible about it.
Are.
So
you just have to go and buy a program then.
There you go. Come and get a program, buy a ticket, and then you can see who's in it.
And exactly. We better tell you when the dates are that we're even going to do this.
Let's do this, please.
Okay.
Your members already know.
Right. They do, if they're sharp. We open Thursday night, September the 15th, and we continue on that Friday the 16th. And Saturday night, the 17th. So it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 15, 16, and 17 of September at 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
We continue the next weekend, but we open on Friday night. So that would be the 23rd.
Okay.
And then we continue on Saturday night, the 24th, and then we have a matinee at 2 o'clock on September the 25th on Sunday afternoon, and we close it all down.
That's right.
And Sunday matinees, I think, work so well for Theater Bartlesville. And it's nice to see that working in it for you.
They do. We cover all those days from Thursday to Sunday in the two consecutive weekends.
Okay. If someone is not a member, and maybe they didn't get their member notification because they're not a member this year, it's not too late. They can.
Oh, absolutely not. You can do it all year. But the perks are from the beginning of the year to the end of the season. And so you're going to get your maximum perk if you pay early and attend everything that is yours to attend free. So our first preview premiere party will be September the 10th, Saturday night. And if anybody would like a membership, call me Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, 918-336-1900. We are there to help you. We can do it by credit card over the phone, or you can come in to the theater, get a brochure, look and see what all the perks are, and pay your membership right there on the spot.
And of course, Theater Bartlesville, conveniently located downtown Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm. And 312 South Dewey.
Hours of operation for the box office if they want to stop by.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2.
Okay.
There's always somebody there.
It's an easy run out during the noon hour, so you can pick up your tickets or become a member. And Dan, break a leg. I hope you have a wonderful run.
Well, thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we're looking forward to the show. Can't wait to see how the audience enjoys it.
Kingdoms of Democracy, the next production of Theater Bartlesville. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. The state auditor's office won't be at the state capitol after the next legislative session. State Auditor Gary